Time to welcome in Sharon Allseth with the latest in local news. Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning, everyone. As charges are being prepared against a suspect, the family of IMPD officer David Moore is preparing for a funeral expected to take place next week. Moore's body has been transferred to the morgue this morning with a large police escort. The last time an Indianapolis police officer was killed in the line of duty was in 2004. Officer Timothy Jake Laird was shot. Police Chief Paul Soselsky told our partners at Wish TV Channel 8 that he was part of the honor guard for Laird.
Highlight of my career, to be able to lead him, the horse-drawn case on through Crown Hill Cemetery, and really just be a representative of the department and show the solidarity that we have as law enforcement family to honor him.
60-year-old Thomas Hardy remains jailed on unrelated charges, and Chief Soselsky has said he is confident Hardy is the man responsible for Officer Moore's death. Hardy is due back in court tomorrow. Tonight is the fourth annual Light the Night for Life vigil, remembering local homicide victims. Among those to be remembered at the gathering will be Officer Moore, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Fervent Prayer Church on East 38th Street. A bill that's cleared an Indiana Senate committee would extend workers' compensation benefits to surviving spouses of police officers killed in the line of duty. Currently, compensation for surviving spouses is limited to about 9.5 years. The bill would extend those benefits until the surviving spouse remarries or dies. The full Senate is the next stop for the bill. Local governments in Indiana could ask for a state takeover to fix financial troubles instead of declaring bankruptcy under a bill advancing at the State House. The measure would allow a city or county to ask for the appointment of an emergency manager to take over its finances. That could be done after steps such as missing two consecutive payrolls or defaulting on bond payments. The Arts Council of Indianapolis is celebrating the start of an annual show. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
Art and Soul 2011. The 15th annual show kicks off at the Downtown Arts Garden today. The show celebrates African-American art and artists in Indiana with a diverse lineup of music, poetry, dance, and visual art. A free performance will get things started at 11:30 today. The signature program of the Arts Council is meant to showcase Hoosier artists during Black History Month in February. The exhibit is free and open to the public. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
The 7th Indianapolis Community Literacy Summit is today, sponsored by Indy Reads. The group is working with the goal of making the city 100% literate. The summit is 1 to 3 at Greenwood Learning Center. And an Associated Press survey finds employers should hire more workers this year, and the economy will grow faster than envisioned just 3 months ago. There's growing optimism among leading economists. Still, unemployment will remain chronically high at nearly 9% by the end of the year. The latest quarterly AP economy survey shows a majority of economists think it will be 2016 or later before unemployment drops to a historically normal rate of around 5%. WFYI weather, today cloudy with a chance of afternoon and evening snow, high 31, low tonight 24. Cloudy tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Tomorrow's high 32, Saturday's high 35, and about 30 degrees on Sunday. Right now it's cloudy, 23 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. And in sports, the Pacers lost their sixth straight game last night. Last night, Dwight Howard and the Orlando Magic were in town. Howard led Orlando with 19 points and 16 rebounds.